The 15th annual Van Warp Tour is happening July 31st, and we've got a couple local bands playing it, including Child Bite and This Last Breath. The Sugarcoats, The Safes, and The Rapid Eye are playing Friday night at PJ's. Shaky Jakes and Black Tuesday and Mean Mother are playing there Saturday night. That's PJ's Lagerhouse on Michigan Avenue. In the Pocket is playing Northern Lights Friday night, and on Saturday night they've got a band called Ethos and Warhorse playing Northern Lights Saturday night. The Belmont on Thursday, that's tonight, it's got the SSM, Black Diamond Heavies, and High Plains Drifters. At the Elbow Room Friday night, I've already played Lightning Love and Silver Ghost. Along with them is the Silver Sixteenth Nation. And on Saturday night at the Elbow Room, we've got Chapstick with Jehovah Witness and the Geppettophiles. And at Belmont Saturday night, we've got Mick Bassett and the Marthas. We're listening to them in the background right now doing You're My Chaos. They played Concert of Colors Saturday night and were one of the highlights. Mick Bassett and the Marthas is playing the Belmont Saturday night along with The Nice Device and Anna Ash. Ooh. We've got the band Hometown Heroes coming up at the Live Drive at 5 today, and they are going to be doing a benefit at a place called The Perfect Pitcher. This is a bar downriver in Taylor that has all-ages shows on Sunday afternoon sometimes, and this Sunday they're having a benefit to raise money for the Penricton? Oh, let's see how that's pronounced. Center. This is a center for blind children, and they've got several acts, including a Frank Solano band, Jack Derby, the Hometown Heroes, and Never Ending Day. It's an all ages show up until 9 o'clock. After that, you must be 18 when Shag Nasty starts. After Mick is done, we're going to listen to, we'll kick in right now with a little bit of Never Ending Day, who are going to be playing along with Hometown Heroes. Oh, it is 5 o'clock. We don't have time. All righty. Well, turn the mic over. We have a guest who's going to help us with the interviews today. But do we need to continue going? Are we ready? All righty. We've got, do you have a DJ name? Or
yeah, you can still call me the Skin Man.
Oh, the Skin Man. All right. He's going to be helping with the hosting today along with Mr. White. Here we go.
All right. We're here at the Live Drive at 5 today with the Hometown Heroes. Hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, here. Okay. Now are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, now I can hear you. Okay, we've got you now. All right. What do you got for us to start with?
Our first song is, it's on our MySpace right now. It's called Squints.
Saw you sitting there in your red swimsuit, standing around eyes wide, I could barely move. You are definitely the cutest girl I have ever seen. Me and my buddies knew there had to be a way. You're driving me crazier day by day by day, so I did it. I leapt off the deep end and I never looked back, 'cause you jumped for the bait. Oh, my lips were the hook. God, can you imagine the cuts that you jump for the bait? My lips were the hook. God, can you imagine the cuts that? What I did was leave you running low, but none of you had the guts to put the moves on the lifeguard. You know exactly what you keep
a start.
Woo! All right, what a way to start off the day! Oh, the Hometown Heroes right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Hey, would you like to introduce the band?
Yeah, actually. On guitar, we have Mike Nagy.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. On bass, we have Foster Wagon Sommer. On drums, Corey Farkas. And on Barry Sax, Becca Majors. On alto sax, Mackenzie Paul. And on trumpet, Joe Winkle.
Hi, Mom.
And on trombone, the best man ever, Ace of Sales.
What's up?
And my name is Michael.
All right. And about two-thirds of the band are still in high school, aren't you?
Yeah, a good portion of us are still, we're about to be seniors.
Okay. In fact, Margaret, where did you first find this band?
Oh, gee, I heard about the festival you guys were having in Mike's backyard back a few weeks ago. And I don't remember now. It was what? Tell me more.
The Feel Good Fiesta.
Yeah. Yeah, we headed over to Lincoln Park into the backyard, and you guys were having a blast back there.
Yeah,
so
actually. That was great.
It's nice to see. And you're doing another benefit coming up this Sunday.
Yep, this Sunday we're going to be at the Perfect Pitcher in Taylor. It's a benefit show for the Penricton School for the Blind. It's going to be a bunch of bands and a dunk tank and wrestling. And
oh,
crazy.
That's awesome. A dunk tank?
A dunk tank.
Whoa.
No. I am not participating in the dunk tank.
Cheating, just ran up and pressed the button. Who gets to be in the dunk tank?
Yeah, who's getting dunked?
I don't know who's getting dunked, actually. Hopefully... Hopefully not blind kids, actually.
Oh, well, I'll tell you why don't we get right back to the music from there. What do you got for us next? Say, guys, what song do you have for us next?
Up next, we have a song. It's actually the first song we wrote as a band. It's called As Good As It Gets.
Of our kids with Ritalin and Adderall. We wonder where they get the addiction when you're the ones who fed it all to them to keep them quiet and content. Then again, who wants a parent? This time. Got up, maybe we can change the world. If you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem now. I.e., if you don't want to change, you can get out. You can get out. You can get out.
As good as it gets. All right. You guys sound good in here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're listening to the Hometown Heroes, and they are going to be playing Sunday at the Perfect Pitcher in Taylor.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, it's Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, okay. And that is a benefit. So how did you guys all get together?
Actually, I didn't know about this kind of music about a year ago. So what happened was I was at Joe, our trumpet player's house. I know him from a friend, and so we became friends. And then I accidentally downloaded a ska song looking for some Sublime, and I fell in love. And then so I started getting into local ska a little bit. I saw a band called Zibtacular, and they blew my mind, even though they're not that good. And they're good, they're just not, like, you know. But anyway, now my friends in Zibtacular are pissed at me. But anyway, so then Joe agreed to be in the band, and so did my friends Asa and Foster. And Joe's brother was originally in the band. Right now Mackenzie's filling in for him. And I was actually in a death metal band with Mike. And so Mike found out I was trying to start a ska band, and he said he'd do sax, which later turned into guitar. And Mike, is good friends with Corey, as all of you know. And then one day I just called Becca and told her she was in the band. And we never really asked. We didn't try her out. We just told her.
You're in the band. You're in the band. And she's like, what if I don't want... We're kidnapping you and you're in the band, period.
Basically.
Well,
all right.
That's because you're hometown
heroes.
That is
how it came to be. And that was last February.
Yep.
So we've only been out for about 6 months.
Wow. And you sounded mighty fine out there.
Thank you.
So it's a good thing you got out.
Hmm?
It's a good thing you got out. Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're glad you found it. Yeah, it's an interesting... I like the description that somebody put together was ska and happy music, and that's definitely what you guys have.
We're reading that today in the blog, actually. I'm not sure which one of us said that or who said that, but yeah, that's definitely what we're going for the most part.
All right. Well, let's have some more happy music here on the Station Making All right. Waves.
This next song, it's an arrangement our drummer Corey made. It's originally by Natalie Imbruglia, and it's called Torn.
One, two, three, four. What it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. But I don't know him anymore. I think where he hears live my conversation and God, that's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm joining. I'm all out of faith. And this is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm ashamed, lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the purple sky. It's torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. Well, I guess the fortune teller's right. Should've seen what was there and not some holy light. My veins in now. I don't care, I have no love. I don't miss it all that much. There's so much I can't talk. That's what's going on. Nothing's right, I'm joined. I'm all out of faith. And this is how I feel. I run my shame, lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed. That's just something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky. I'm
my conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's right, I'm torn. I'm all out of place, and this is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm ashamed, lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm ashamed, bound and broken on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real.
All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Hometown Heroes right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. One thing I've got to ask you guys. Like, the first time we found you, you were doing a benefit for breast cancer.
Yes.
With the Feel Good Fiesta.
Yep.
And this time you're doing one for the School for the Blind.
Yes.
You know, like, this is pretty advanced thinking for a band as young as you guys are.
Well, I don't know why they're pointing to me, but... I set up the benefit show, obviously. I got on this Saturday's benefit show. A friend of mine's putting it on. It's just, I mean, music's something we love doing, and obviously if we can do it and help somebody with doing it, it's like, yeah, that's definitely twice as good, you know? It's, if I can help, I will.
Well, that's really a nice way to look at things. In fact, how did you get started with the Keep Abreast Foundation?
I put on the benefit show with a friend of mine named Mike, and we found online, we found this organization online, and the way we found it was Katy Perry posted a bulletin saying, see my boobs, and it was actually, what they do, so of course I wanted to see Katy Perry's boobs, but what it is, they make casts of famous people's chests, and then they paint them and stuff with, famous artists, and they auction them, and that raises money. And what Keep Abreast does is they try to promote breast cancer prevention, especially in younger adults. And, you know, because for some reason, women and men don't start checking themselves until they're big kids.
Okay.
Well, that was a pretty impressive show. We ran very smoothly, and I was impressed you had Hiding in Thailand doing your sound as well as playing at that. That was quite a, amazing production you guys put on in your backyard, and I think your mom and dad might have been doing the cooking, and your grandmother was there, or somebody's grandmother was there.
Yeah, my grandma came in on that.
A couple of neighbors that were enjoying themselves a little too much, but...
there was, I think what you're talking about might have been the random drunk guy that just kind of wandered into my yard.
Yeah.
There's two of them. There was an alcoholic team.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It was actually interesting to see that the... they were the only ones we could see abusing any kind of intoxicating. And,
yep.
And
I mean, obviously, there was no alcohol like allowed for underage kids, but luckily I didn't have any problems with that at all.
So that's right.
It was well run.
It was really a great little show.
Your grandma snuck me a Coca-Cola.
Thank you. Well, apparently my grandmother snuck Mike some Coca-Cola.
Well, she would have made that purple drink. That was so good.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And your show this week is going to be where at?
Are you talking about the CD release or the benefit?
No, in fact, your
you
show
have
this
a CD
week.
Release party?
Yeah, actually. Obviously, this Saturday is the benefit. On August 9th, we're going to be at the Crowfoot Ballroom. It's a part of, the part of it we'll be in is called the Pike Room. We're going to be releasing this EP, which is probably going to be composed almost entirely of footage we're recording right now. So that's going to be for free. We're going to give out copies for donations, pretty much for gas money. And we're going to release it for free download online, see if we can scoop up a couple more fans that way.
Okay,
that's great.
Well, we'll see how many fans we can get for you today with some more music.
Awesome, sounds good.
What's it going to be?
This next song is it's kind of a joke. It's a silly song we wrote. It's a hip-hop song. It's called Purple Drink.
I'ma drink that purple drink. I'ma drink that purple drink. I'ma drink a purple drink. I'ma drink that 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 purple drink. Quick mix that stuff, cause now we in your house. If I don't get the drink, I'ma punch you in the mouth. Purple drink up in this kid. Poisonous, we kill your kids. Purple drink. that purple drink. First you get that sugar, then you get that water, then you get that purple drink. Purple drink be what I love, all that stuff can't get enough of that purple drink up in this. Purple drink we kill you, get that purple drink, oh that purple drink, oh that purple drink, oh that purple drink. First you get that sugar, then you get that water, then you get that purple, that purple, that purple drink. First you get that sugar, then you get that water, then you get that purple, that purple, that purple drink. Limp Bizkit, Limp Bizkit. Your purple drinks up in the air. Feel for the Kool-Aid. First you get that sugar, then you get that water, then you get that purple, that purple, that purple drink. First you get that sugar, then you get that water, then you get that purple, that purple, that purple drink. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I gave you a hip-hop song.
All right.
That was great. Wow.
Unfortunately, Lil Wayne couldn't be here to drop his verse today.
So, he's working on a rock album. Next thing you know, he's going to be contacting us for Scott.
Actually, we're going to do a feature Tupac.
He came right from the dead.
He's like, I'm Tupac. Hometown Heroes was around a long time ago. I'm dead.
Okay.
Let me just say, I'm really glad you guys decided to do that.
Did it make your day?
I'm glad our enthusiasm is shared.
All right. In fact, the show you're doing this Saturday, where is it going to be?
What?
The show you're doing this Saturday for the School for the Blind?
Oh, yes. The benefit for the Penricton School for the Blind, that's going to be at the Perfect Picture in Taylor. I believe that's right off Beach Daily.
Actually, the address says it's on Beach Daily.
Oh, that is 12, on Beach Daily.
Yeah. 12900 Beach Daily.
Okay, yeah, it's just off Northline.
Yeah, Taylor, Michigan.
I apologize. I don't drive. I have no idea where I'm going. Also that night we're gonna be playing another set at the Modern Exchange. So that's right down the street. If for some reason you want to see us twice, go to that.
All right.
But we get paid for Modern, but the Penricton goes to something cool. So go to Penricton.
Just go to both.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
all day event. Can you tell me about some of the other artists that are going to be at the benefit on say?
I don't know.
Saturday. I'm sorry, Saturday.
I don't know a whole lot about the bands, but I mean, I hear nothing but good things. I know Shag Nasties. They draw pretty well around there. They've been playing there for a while. They make music kind of like Korn, actually. And I don't know why they're laughing, but I listened to their demo. They sound kind of it's good. It's hard rock. It's
they
fun.
Got Third World Rising. My brother's man.
Should have got Third World Rising, but also Jack Derby I know is another local that usually hits up the Perfect Picture.
Alrighty, and there's also Frank Solano Band,
mm-hmm.
as well as Never Ending Day. So it's quite a lineup out there.
Yep.
And we can mention the price since it is a benefit, is $10, and that is going for the Penricton?
Yes, it's the Penricton
Center.
School for the Blind.
And what a great cause. It's
our friendship put that on.
Okay.
Yeah, aren't they blind and disabled children?
I don't know. It could be.
I think they are.
I don't go there, so.
I actually been there about 10 years ago.
Really
I do believe they are generally blind and somehow... alternately disabled as well.
Wow.
Well I'm sure they can still rock out. Rock them out.
And as well as you're having some wrestling going on there.
Yep, there's going to be a local wrestling organization. I don't know what you call them. So a bunch of sweet, sweaty dudes punching each other.
Awesome.
And then the dunk tank. Cool off in.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're really happy to have the Hometown Heroes here in Studio J. And if you want to catch this as a podcast later, just click on whfr.fm. It will be the one for today's date. And we're happy to have you here. Can you play us some more music?
We would love to play some more music. We've got about three left. All right, this next song, it's called Why Can't I Marry a Dude? It's about legalizing same-sex marriage.
We'll be right back.
talking equality, we're not talking justice. It's not what's moral, it's simply prejudice. Human rights aren't a priority in the White House, I guess. But when you harbor all your hate in your president, just cause I've had about enough of it. Look around and tell me that marriage is sacred. Dear America, I'm offended. Dear America, I'm offended. I am equal to everyone of you. So why can't I marry? I am equal to everyone of you. So why can't I marry?
I would like to give a shout out to my girlfriend.
Whoa!
Hey!
Woo!
Every guy in a band wants to do that.
I'd like the one who said hi, mom. Who was that?
Who said hello to their mother?
Joe. Me.
I'll shout out to Pasta's girlfriend too.
Mike, you better. They all better.
I want to shout out to Emily. Oh, me.
Okay, we'll do it.
Emily, I love you.
Emily Foster says hi.
Your future husband.
Oh.
Okay. Better jump in there, Margaret.
All right. We're listening to the Hometown Heroes here in the station. They're performing live on Motor Live Drive. And this Saturday, they're having a benefit at the Perfect Pitcher in Taylor. That's on Beach Daily. And it's for the Penricton Center for Blind Children. And this is a nonprofit organization that provides 5-day residential care, a daycare, a consultation, and evaluation services, and they help multi-disabled children as well as the blind ages 1 through 12. So this is a really great benefit you guys are doing. I had never heard of the place before, but it's nice that you're concerned about your community and doing these things for a good cause.
Yep. Well, I mean, it got us here, so it's working. Made new friends.
All right. And let me introduce the rest of the band here. In fact, we got Mike on vocals.
Hello.
And we got the other Mike Nagy on guitar. In fact, he's the geezer of the band. He's got that long blonde beard, and he's in college. Okay. We got Asa on trombone. Joe on trumpet.
Hi, Dan.
Mackenzie on alto sax.
Hey.
And Becca on baritone.
Hey.
Foster over on bass.
Hey.
And he's like the young guy in the band, I think.
No way.
No. He only looks that way.
He's gonna, I look young.
Yeah, that's right. And we got Corey over on drums.
What's going on?
Okay.
Big things come in small
packages. Okay, I looked up the Modern Exchange show on Saturday night. That's pretty amazing lineup. They're having Gunday Monday, Hometown Heroes, Sworn Rivals, Auto Vector, The Armed, and the Mod. Oh, it's put out by the Mod X Presents. So
yep.
That's going to be an all ages show at the Modern Exchange, right?
That is an all ages event too.
So you're playing the Perfect Pitcher. Do you know what time you'll be playing at the benefit?
The benefit will go on at 7:00.
Okay, and And then after you will be the Never Ending Day at 8. And then after that, it's 18 and over for Shag Nasty. So what a great event. So you guys are going to pack up from there and head over to the Modern Exchange Saturday night.
Yep.
Cool.
See Gunday Monday. They're a fellow ska band, so we'll be excited for that.
Yeah, sounds like a great evening for you and good time for all. So, well, we do only have a few more songs to...
and we're only halfway through our hour of Motor Live Drive.
So hopefully you can improvise something a little later for us.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. At this half-hour point, what do you think you could do for us now?
You want another song?
Yeah. We always want more songs. We're here for the music.
Okay, front foot, my bad.
We're here for the music.
All right, then I guess we'll play a song. This is a brand new song. It doesn't even have vocals yet, but when it does, it's about how Foster's sister is better than him. It's called Katie Superior. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
That was Katie Superior from... Huh? Your sister?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is she better than you?
She's her parents take her out to breakfast, not you. Yeah. I told you, steal the keys, man.
No, don't encourage him to steal things on the air. Well, you guys have been doing great today. In fact, it's you're our first ska band here on the Motor Live Drive.
We are paving the way.
Yes, you are.
Fourth wave.
And one of our younger bands as well. So, and you are one of the younger bands we've had in here too. Now, cool. We have had bands younger than you.
I'd say you guys are rocking the boat while we're making waves.
We are glad to rock the boat.
All right.
Thank you for having us, by the way. I can't say that enough. We appreciate it.
Well, it's a nice thing you're doing this Saturday. I got it.
You can go to it Sunday if you want. We're all going to be there Saturday.
Not sure what they're going to do with your $10.
Okay. Well, we've already introduced the band, gone around twice.
Okay, we can remind everybody again. They're going to be at the Perfect Picture this Saturday. And you got a bunch of other bands playing. It's a benefit for the Pickerington School for the Blind.
Penrickton.
Yep. Penrickton.
Starts at 11 a.m., but goes until probably 10 or 11, too.
And if people are really into it, they can wait till August. August 9th, mm-hmm. and come to your big CD release party.
Yep, August 9th, we're going to be releasing our EP. It's titled "We're Hometown Heroes and What Is This?" It's kind of an it's kind of an inner joke. It's pretty lame, but it'll be good. And if you buy a ticket in advance, they're $10. You can get them off us. You can message us on MySpace or email me personally at mynameisPawson@yahoo.com.
Do they have our MySpace link?
And I'll give them the MySpace, but. Yeah, if you buy a ticket in advance, you get a free copy of the CD, or you can buy a hard copy at shows for probably just a couple bucks, or you can download it off the internet.
And where can people get a hold of you on the internet?
You can get a hold of us at myspace.com/HTHSka, or you could follow us on Twitter at HTHSka.
HTH. What could that stand for?
Huge pterodactyl heads.
That'd be a
yeah,
P, actually.
I know. I knew you were going to confront me.
I just checked out the Pike Room, and the night of your CD release party, you're going to be on the same bill with Night Watcher and the Thieves for Murder.
Yep.
It's a nice little venue inside the Crowfoot.
And yeah, it's
nice to see music in there.
A ton of good bands there.
And that's going to happen again August 9th. So you guys are keeping busy this summer.
Yep, trying our best, just get all over. Then this winter we're going to slow it down a little bit, probably play shows about once a month or so, get merch printed up, work on new material, and then in summer we go on tour, we play shows all over the state, whatever we can get our hands on.
I'm still not making money.
Well, just keep it up, it'll get
Remember
there.
Remember what your dad said, don't trust Mike.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got one more song on your set list for today.
My favorite.
You got one more song on your set list for today.
Yes, we do. It's a cover.
It's a cover? Oh, yeah, who's Super it from?
Cover of what?
It's a cover by the band Goldfinger. It's actually a...
Oh, awesome.
We stumbled across the song playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater when I was like 8.
Who did it?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I think everybody heard this when they were like 8.
Goldfinger cover! And what's it going to be?
Huh?
Well, and what is it?
The song is Superman. It's by the band Goldfinger.
Okay.
Goldfinger cover.
Want it?
Superman.
All right. It was great.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it was. Ah. Now, we've come to the end of your set. Now, tell me, do you think you guys have anything else you can put out for us? We got about 20 minutes left.
Corey has an idea. What? Oh, no.
No, you were shouting out Love Shack earlier.
Oh, I wish we knew that. Oh. I wish.
Rock I promise Lobster. You, WHFR, if we return, we will bring Love Shack.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a promise then.
Actually, we could probably just dedicate it to you if we do cover it.
Aw, you guys.
We're sweethearts.
Little piece of the heart right there. Just dedicate to you.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in and remind people that the Hometown Heroes are doing two shows on Saturday. They're going to be at the Perfect Pitcher, and you're supposed to hit the stage around 7?
Yep.
And that is on Beach Daily. It's 12900 Beach Daily in Taylor, sure. And that's called the Perfect Pitcher, and there's going to be several bands, including Frank Solano, Jack Derby, Never Ending Day, and then after 9 will be Shag Nasty, and that's when you have to be 18 to get in. Before that, they can be younger than 18?
Yep.
Okay, and they've got a dunk tank as well as wrestling happening.
Right. Don't forget that wrestling.
And there's also food and beverages available at that benefit for the Pendricton Center for Blind Children, and this is a benefit. And there's a $10 donation. Later that night, they're going to be hitting the stage at the Modern Exchange along with Gunday Monday, Sworn Rival, The Armed, and Auto Vector. That's another good show.
Yeah, that should be a good
time.
And
that one is a cover, and we can't mention the price since it's a for-profit venue, but the Modern Exchange is a great all-ages show. I want to thank you guys for coming and remind people that they can catch this on the podcast by going to whfr.fm and clicking on Motor Live, and you'll get right to the podcast. And
it will be available after 6 o'clock.
After 6 o'clock tonight. And also, if you go to Motor Live Drive MySpace, the blog's there has a description of the band and a link directly to this show. So lots of ways to hear the music, and we hope you guys come back when you learn Love Shack.
We definitely will.
Okay, and next week we're going to have the Sunday Painters in. So
they are a power pop indie rock band. So I'll catch them next week. And if you get the show from last week, they were the surprise hit at the Concert of Colors, the Upscale, a four-piece doo-wop group, on last week's podcast.
I've got the music for, I do. Okay, I've got Shag Nasty and Never Ending Day queued up here, and we can listen to the bands that are going
to
be with you at the benefit this Saturday night at
sounds good
Perfect Pitcher. Thanks a lot for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Seems that
sofa.
Never Ending Day doing Over Now, and Shag Nasty doing Indian Summer. And they are going to be playing with the Hometown Heroes Saturday night at the Perfect Pitcher for your benefit. And along with the bands, they're going to have wrestling and a dunk tank, as well as food and beverages available. And this is a benefit for the Pendricton Center for Blind Children. The donation is $10. And they are playing with Hometown Heroes Saturday night. That's on Beach Daily in Taylor. You can Google this through Perfect Pitcher, or you can also benefit, you can Google it through the Penricton Center site. So nice thing that these kids are doing down at in Taylor this Saturday night is a benefit. Starts at 11 and goes till 2 a.m. So we're going to listen to next Nice Device and Anna Ash, and need to just get this queued up a little bit. And we're going to listen to Nice Device doing No Apologies and Anna Ash doing It's Time, and they are playing with Mick Bassett and the Marthas Saturday night at the Belmont. Here we go with Nice Device.
He stands up, he says.
That was Anna Ash doing It's Time. And before that, we heard Nice Device doing No Apologies. They are playing the Belmont Saturday night along with Mick Bassett and the Marthas. I want to thank the Hometown Heroes for coming in today and remind you that they've got benefit this Saturday at the Perfect Pitcher. Starts at 11. Hometown Heroes should hit the stage around 7, and then they're going to pack their stuff up and head over to the Modern Exchange, where they will be playing with Otto Vector at a show over at the Modern Exchange. Both shows are all ages. I want to remind you also that next Thursday, July 30th, we are going to have the power pop indie rock band Sunday Painters. And also, for the latest blog entry, check out the Motor Live Drive MySpace blog entries for a complete list of over 60 performances that are happened here in the Live Drive at 5. And with each performance, there is a direct link to the individual show at the WHFR podcast. That's at WHFR.fm. And at WHFR, we don't just talk about supporting local music. We're doing it. Stay tuned for Jump Button, coming up next. Here on the Station Making Waves, WHFR Dearborn.
One more time for the bass.